with the letter U. That's toll free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U, 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Today, President Donald Trump held a cabinet meeting at the White House. A wide variety of topics were discussed, including sanctuary cities and the Department of Justice suing the state of California.
Sanctuary cities, we're working very hard. The Justice Department has done a fantastic job. I do think we should have legislation where we put an extra line in the money that we give them. You want the money, you can't have the sanctuary cities. That way we avoid the court battles all the time, which we probably will win, but who needs it? They want the money. They should give up on the sanctuary cities. It harbors horrible criminals. What the mayor of Oakland did the other day was a disgrace, where they had close to 1,000 people ready to be gotten, ready to be taken off the streets. Many of them, they say 85% of them were criminals and had criminal records. And the mayor of Oakland went out and she went out and warned them all, scatter. So instead of taking in 1,000, they took in a fraction of that, about 150. And they were all set. This was long in the planning. And she said, get out of here. And she's telling that to criminals. And it's certainly something that we're looking at with respect to her individually.
So far, no word or response from the Oakland mayor. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. I'm just going to warn everybody right now. I have a tendency to get somewhat, belligerent, loud, when I start talking about ripoffs and scams. Another topic that frustrates the living hell out of me. It really does. It frustrates me because, I'll be upfront and honest with everybody. I've written columns about this. I don't feel that the Securities and Exchange Commission, I don't feel that FINRA, they just don't have the capacity, the capability to check these guys. They don't. They act, they do the best that they can, and it's oftentimes after all of the bad stuff has happened. One thing's remained constant here on this program for 18 years. One thing. You can count on us. You can count on us. You can go to our website. You can call us. And we will point you in the right direction. But you think about it this way. If you, God forbid you have a medical condition and the doctor tells you you need to have a certain procedure done. You need to have a certain procedure done. You know what? I'll give myself as an example. My entire life, I haven't had any problems until about 5, 6, maybe 7 years ago. I can't even remember. I'm at the squat rack at the gym, and something went wrong. And I hurt my back. And I was walking around the house. I couldn't even lay down. Couldn't sleep at night. It was so painful. My neck was locked. I was like walking around the house reading books. My head in one direction. So I go see one doctor, and he gives me an x-ray and then MRI and tells me that I need to have back surgery. Back surgery? What are you talking about? I mean, that's a big deal. And I've got a friend of mine who happens to be a back surgeon. Got him. He's like, whatever you do, don't have back surgery. And all I did was I started doing exercises, got physical therapy, and you know what? I'm better. Better than ever. Better than ever, knock on wood, and haven't had any problems since. Now, if you're approached with something when it comes to investing, something maybe a little bit out of the ordinary, somebody calls you up on the phone, pitches you, somebody tells you, your buddy tells you, gets you in on this great idea, we are your second opinion. You get it? And we don't charge a damn thing. Nothing. You go to our website, you get in contact with us, you give us a call, 800-471-5984, and we will help you. We will tell you whether or not it's real or not. And guess what? I have yet to be wrong. There's just way too much experience here. I can spot scams a mile away. Yes, Madoff, we called it. Countless others. From all around the country. What the hell was the name of that guy who had the was selling the CDs that like 7% from some Antiguan bank? I'll come to me in a second. People call me about this, tell me how great this is. I'm like, are you kidding me? How is that possible? Problem is that not everybody listens. Anyway, I got the story this past week, and it's different now than when I started. The internet wasn't there back when Jordan Belfort and the other penny stock firms were ripping people off all over the country. There was no place for investors to go to check up on who they were doing business with. Today, you've got Google. You've got search engines. You've got the internet. Well, lo and behold, there are certain outfits that are now popping up that I guess can clean up your reputation online. Who knew? Who knew? And sure enough, here was a story. This company out of Texas, Ameritex, it's called. Executives in Texas involved in an alleged oil and gas fraud raised money the old-fashioned way by cold-calling investors. Dialing for dollars. That's what they did. Dialing for dollars. To keep the cash coming in, they turned to a novel tool. They suppressed all the negative comments because people go on, they post all sorts of negative stuff because they got ripped off by these guys. They suppressed this by hiring out firms that I guess can clean up your internet, I guess, reputation. The managers of Ameritex paid the service providers about $55,000 to make it harder to find comments from disgruntled investors when using search engines. Now, again, the Securities and Exchange Commission has caught on to this now. This Ameritex has already taken people for $12 million. Oh, how did they spend the money? Oh, they spent it the old-fashioned way, too. Did they invest it? No. No. Alcohol, drugs, lavish purchases, including frequent trips to strip clubs. And I like how they put it, similar services. Gee, I wonder what that would be. What's going to happen to the investors? Nothing. You lost. Money's gone. Money's gone, and the money fairy is not going to get it back. Well, you think all those fines that the SEC collects all the time, you think that they put that in a bank account somewhere to make good when you make a mistake? No. All it would have taken was a phone call. A phone call. I would have smelled this thing in 2 seconds. Wouldn't even take it that long. I would have said that this is a scam. It's a ripoff. Stay the hell away. You know, the people, the cold callers, they would get 10%. 10% of the money that they raise. So if they convince you to send them $100,000, they'd get $10,000. They're everywhere, people. And to be honest, I said the SEC, there's only so much that they can do. You have to protect yourself. It's an interesting story about what the SEC is up to right now in regards to these initial coin offerings, the ICOs. This, again, I find amazing to me. I really do. It's like, hello, everyone. My name is Bob. I am going to come out with my own currency. I'm going to call it Bob Bucks. And away we go. And away we go. Well, the SEC has now sent out a number of subpoenas to firms they suspect might be violating securities laws. They're making up their own money. I think they used to have that at Disney World. You could get like Mickey Bucks or something like that that you could carry around. You've got to be, people will buy into this. Everybody's looking for a quick fix. Everybody wants to avoid rules of the universe, like everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. Why? Why? Wanted to touch on this one. Oh, yes, your friendly neighborhood brokerage firm, Ameriprise. Yeah, what is it? It's them and Ameriprise and Edward Jones. They love running those folksy commercials with the neighborhood brokerage firm, with the broker that knows your name and the kids there. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, as it turns out, Ameriprise was steering retirement savers into higher cost mutual funds than they needed, allowing Ameriprise to reap higher commissions and profits from higher sales fees while slamming those investment returns. Yep. Ameriprise agreed to pay a fine of $230,000. What is that $230,000? Tell you what it is. It's a cost of doing business. That's all. In the same way that I see trucks in Manhattan, FedEx, UPS, and they stop. And let me tell you something, the meter people, the meter police, whatever you want to call them in Manhattan, you want to talk about an area of government that actually works? They'll put a ticket on your car fast. I don't know how they do it, but they just see it. And you see the tickets on the FedEx trucks and the UPS trucks, right? Delivering packages. No. You're going to let them go? No way. That's a cost of doing business for UPS and FedEx. That's all it is. Just the cost of doing business. That's what they do. That fine that the big brokerage firms pay, that's a cost of doing business as well. And they're willing to pay it. Why not? UBS, this past fall, got caught for doing the exact same thing. $3.5 million in fines that they paid. Wow, they had a bigger operation going on, I guess. Or maybe the SEC was just feeling a little bit, I don't know, tougher that day. The best way to, I guess, to avoid all this stuff is not to be a victim. Use your head. And again, I remind everybody, we're here to help. We are here to help. If you have any questions at all. You want that second opinion. Go to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Give us a call, 800-471-5984. That is what we're here for. Watchdogonwallstreet.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more. Be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-847-3191. That's 800-847-3191. 800-847-3191.
All those traditional fantasies about retirement involve walking out of the workplace, whole new world, you got a vineyard, lots of golf, family time, social groups, all these stuff that you were dreaming of doing. Yep, the money and energy to enjoy it are all there, right? Well, maybe not so much. The picture today shaping up very, very differently. Over 50% of Americans of working age households are at risk of not maintaining their standard of living in retirement. That's right, much less board that fantasy cruise. With lifespans increasing, pensions dwindling, crafting a realistic retirement plan is not what it used to be. News stories and several research studies warn of a looming retirement crisis. That's what we're warning you about. You want to enjoy the type of retirement that you always dreamed of? Well, what you need to do is you need to get to our website. Get to watchdogonwallstreet.com and download our free white paper on the retirement crisis. That's watchdogonwallstreet.com.
Are you living with pain, joint pain, headaches, muscle aches, back aches? I was. I'm Barry Yarkoni, CEO of Vinoprin. For me, it was pain from a nasty fall, and I wanted safe, fast relief. That's when I discovered the extraordinary pain relief benefits of hops, the same plant used to flavor beer. I was stunned by how fast it worked, so we created all-natural Vinoprin, made with no harmful chemicals and backed by 15 years of research. It works for you in just 1 hour, not days or weeks. Find out how well Vinoprin relieves your pain for free. Call 800-269-9700 right now for a free one-week trial. There are no tricks or gimmicks, no obligation, no automatic shipments, just a small shipping charge for a full week of relief. This is a limited-time offer, so call 800-269-9700. That's 800-269-9700. Visit vinoprin.com or just call 800-269-9700 and get rid of your pain now.
You more cowbell than those other financial shows. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I saw a commercial the other day, for crying out loud. It was on one of my local news station here in Long Island. Blue Oyster Cult is going to be playing not far from me here. What was the name? Bruce Dickinson, was it? Was that character that... something like that Christopher Walken played in that skit on Saturday Night Live. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Okay, and he's back. Oh, yes. Let me tell you something. You want a really great, cushy job where you can make a lot of money, travel. You're never held accountable for really anything you say or do. This is what you need to do. You need to go and you need to do well in school, and you need to make sure that you go to a top-flight university and become an economist. Then you need to hang out around Washington, D.C., meet the right people, hire yourself a publicist, and start making the rounds on the business stations there. And eventually, you know, get a job working out of college, of course, got to do all that stuff. And eventually you can work your way up to the level of Larry Summers and Paul Krugman and Joseph Stiglitz and Alan Blinder and all of these economists out there that are never right, but make a fortune on it. It's extraordinary. It really is. Larry Summers. Yes. Well, our old friend Larry Summers, smartest guy in the world. Just ask him. Yeah, you want to hear some wisdom here? And again, they wrote news stories. Every business publication did a story on what Larry Summers said. And you want to know what he said? Okay, I'll tell you. This is how bright this guy is. Larry Summers said the next U.S. recession could drag on longer than the last one that stretched 18 months. Wow. Really? I'm gonna make a prediction today, too. The next rainstorm that will affect you could drag on, could be a longer rainstorm than the one that you had just previously. Could. Not necessarily, but could. Wow. Wisdom. Wisdom from the economists. I'm not kidding. These people are, it's extraordinary, and people follow what they say. This guy makes a fortune. They followed him all the way to the UAE to interview him and what he had to say at this conference in Dubai. Well, again, the journal's like thrilled. Hey, I get to go on vacation in Dubai. Woohoo! Nothing. Here we go. My name is Larry Summers. I offer you nothing. Anyway, hey, here's a teachable moment for you. Teachable moment. Bill Ackman. Bill Ackman is the head of Pershing Square. Bill Ackman, well, he loves being on TV. He's regular on CNBC. And I don't know if you remember, about 5 years ago, Bill Ackman said, you know what? That Herbalife company there, that's a pyramid scam. I think that thing's going to zero. Okay, fine. Listen, you don't think that I'm aware that a lot of these supplement companies that are out there, these better health, well-being, vitamin companies and how they're structured? I get it. I get how multi-level marketing works. And I'm not too familiar with Herbalife. Not my bag. But Bill Ackman bet on the demise of Herbalife. And who knows? Who knows? It still may fall apart. I don't. I could be. I don't know. I don't follow the company. But guess what? He's been shorting that thing for 5 years, and it still hasn't collapsed. This is a funny thing about shorting companies. You can be right, and you can be wrong at the same time. You're right. You could be right. Bill Ackman could be right in his assessment of Herbalife. It could be one big pyramid scam. But you know what? It can take a hell of a long period of time for the market to come to that realization. Case in point. We here at the Watchdog on Wall Street show wrote a co- well, this is actually before we had the Watchdog on Wall Street show. It was in our Markowski quarterly newsletter. Wrote a column about Enron. Didn't get it. I didn't get Enron. And I told everybody, be careful. I don't understand this company. I don't get how it works. Now, I could have gone out there and said, oh, I'm going to put your money where your mouth is, Markowski, short the stock. No, I don't do that. I don't do that because I can be right and wrong at the same time. And if I went out and shorted Enron, because I called the demise of Enron in 1999, I would have had to have waited over a year, which means, again, I would have to face margin calls and all sorts of good stuff during that period of time. There are better ways of kind of playing the downfall of companies, and I would suggest using options is a much better way to go. But again, you got to understand something. When Benjamin Graham describes the intrinsic value of something, something is worth something, and sometimes it's below, and sometimes it's above. He doesn't give you the time frame. It just happens. It happens when it happens. For example, take a look at all the dot-com companies and how long those companies were kept afloat. Until all of a sudden, one day, everybody took a little harder look and said, I'm out of here. And then, what happened? Mad dash for the gates. Now, if there's a mad dash for the gates, and the companies that you own are solid companies, fundamentally sound companies, yeah, those companies will take a beating when everybody rushes to the gates. But eventually, they'll get back to where it's worth. If the companies you own aren't worth anything at all, well, then, you know, you can start singing that song that Quint did in Jaws there. You know, what is it? Farewell and adieu to you, fair Spanish ladies. Yeah. He was, remember, he was talking about putting the shark cage in the water. Remember that? Yeah. You're done. You're done. There's no coming back from something that was worthless in the first place. You get it? If you have something of value and it comes back down, it'll eventually get back to its intrinsic value. It's going to take some time, but it will. Hence own value. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Coming up next here, believe it or not, you're talking about dot-coms, that period of time, 1990s. The technology sector now makes up, right now, a quarter of the weighting of the S&P 500. And I'm going to give you my assessment and what to do. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Acting Director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement Tom Homan said today on Fox News that it's wrong for Senator Kamala Harris of California to play a political game when it comes to the intentions of ICE and ICE agents. The ICE official also had a message for everyone else who keeps saying ICE should be focusing on criminals.
9 out of every 10 arrests last year in California were criminals. But if they're serious about wanting ICE to focus on criminal aliens, then let me back into jail.
Today at a cabinet meeting, President Donald Trump once again reiterated that he would soon be announcing a tariff on imported steel and aluminum.
Going to be very flexible. At the same time, we have some friends and some enemies where we have been tremendously taken advantage of over the years.
A couple of the countries the president noted that he'd be willing to work with during the meeting were Canada, Mexico, and Australia. For all these stories and more, please check out USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated, hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-768-0158. 800-768-0158.
Are you in business? Not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. Yeah, I noticed that this past week. Kind of a bit of a wake-up call. And again, various different media sources, journalists out there, like to call themselves business journalists. You know what? I like to describe a lot of these cats, these guys, these journalists, whatever you want to call them. They are the characters in reality television shows that are there to cause conflict, to stir the pot. You always need one or two of them on a show to stir stuff up, to say to one person, did you hear what they said about this one? And did you say, just to get people fighting. They're there by design. In many respects, that's what you have in business journalism. They're there to get people riled up. They're to get people riled up. They don't offer perspective. Case in point, this story here I'm reading here, it was off CNBC. Okay, CNBC's website, one of the worst. Honestly, one of the worst. They don't have a clue. The people writing, they don't have a clue. Technology makes up a quarter of the stock market. Its biggest weighting since dot-com bubble. Okay. To compare the tech sector today and compare it to the tech sector from the late 1990s is patently absurd. Okay? It doesn't make any sense at all. At all. You have two completely different things going on. The 1990s, many of the companies out there, like I just said, were worthless. They didn't have any sort of sane business model at all. I would sit at my desk, and I would get stacks of prospectuses from one company after another company after another company, all these dot-com companies, all these tech companies, and I'd pick one up in the morning, having my coffee, start reading through, look through a few pages, take it, throw it in the trash. Pick up the next one, read it, throw it in the trash. Knew that they were crap. Could see right through these. This is not a sustainable business. This is not going to work. Now, you're going to compare that point in time. That point in time where there was a real fight for who the leaders were going to be, who was going to stick around, to today. That's wrong. You can't do that. With that being said, this is a good teachable moment when it comes to your portfolio. We've stolen from the Karate Kid here on the program in the past. And one of my favorite characters from that movie, Mr. Miyagi. Yes, Mr. Miyagi, he had these bonsai trees. Remember the bonsai trees? And Daniel-san liked the bonsai trees. And he was inquiring to Mr. Miyagi and how the bonsai trees, how they were so small and they were so pretty and what he would do and how he would care for that bonsai tree. And he'd be, Daniel-san, cut here, snip here, cut here, snip here. Well, you need to do the same thing with your portfolio. Now, if you're the tech portion of your portfolio has gotten way too big in relation to everything else, your asset allocation is off, well, then you need to cut here, trim here. And do yourself a favor. Don't think. You know, some people will be like, man, I've been selling my tech stocks little by little over the course of the year, and they just keep going up. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Did you ever lose money taking a profit? You ever lose money taking a profit? No, there's nothing wrong with rebalancing assets because, again, you don't know what is around the corner. You don't know when the tech sector might decide to correct and you might see a reversal of assets moving into more of the value area. If you're doing it little by little and you're buying that value area when it's down and it's not doing so well with the money that you're making on the portion of your portfolio that is doing well, guess what? You're going to be pretty darn successful over time. That's how it works. Anyway, quick break right here. And believe it or not, we're going to come back from the break. It's a teachable moment. It's a how the world works story about a Meet the Bulls. Did you know March 9th is National Meatball Day? Anyway, I'll explain. You'll get it when I get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere.
Mike Hewitt here. Isn't it our goal to stop the senseless killings? Why is the debate still focused on methodology over why a teenager would seek to kill others? Families without fathers, a pop culture bent on changing young boys without any consideration of human nature, the role of drug companies coupled with mental health industry driven by billing hours, schools training for reaction rather than prevention, law enforcement afraid to take action because of politics now pounded for their inaction. Folks, iPads, video games, and snacks don't raise healthy children. Mothers and fathers working together and serving as partners with educators do. We've moved beyond the tipping point. Self-reflection is now long overdue. Our government isn't the driver of success. We are. Embrace that freedom. Arguing over inanimate objects is silliness. Let's figure out why and work together to prevent more. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
Have you ever been turned down, rejected, or downright denied because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at Parkview Credit can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-791-2055 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-791-2055. That's 1-800-791-2055. Again, 1-800-791-2055.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity,
and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. I see stories. I'm doing prep work, and I need a break. I need a break from the humdrum. I need a break from FISA and Mueller and all this other crap. So sometimes I go and I read a story and I go to, and I do it on purpose because I know that in the comments section of the story, idiots are losing their mind. I mean, I don't like, personally, I'm going to be honest, I don't like zoos. I don't like zoos. I don't like aquariums like that have mammals in them, like dolphins and Free Willy. I'm a big believer in that. Free Willy, shut it down. But I will watch the human zoo. And that you can watch the human zoo by going and reading comment sections after certain articles. For example, Meet the Bola. Yes, who knew? Who knew? March 9th is National Meatball Day. So, a restaurant in Manhattan. Davio's Northern Italian Steakhouse. It's on Lexington. I've never been there. They are going to be offering up a Meet the Ball, $100 Meet the Ball, by executive chef Juan Torn. It's made with Wagyu beef, truffle, caciocavallo cheese, foie gras, winter truffles, and it's topped with a creamy shallot and champagne sauce. It sounds yummy. Does. Sounds good. And I got a picture of it, and it is a big meatball. Okay, I read this story, and I get a kick out of it, and I read the comments because I watch all the crazy left-wingers lose their mind. Who could you sell $100 meatball? Who could people buy something like this? There are people starving. This is terrible. This is the haves and have-nots. Wow. Let me ask you a question. The waiters working at that restaurant, do you think if they get a table of five come in and order five of those meatballs, they're going to be happy with the tip at the end at 20% plus? Probably. Probably. They're going to be thrilled. Hell, I'm telling you, I used to wait tables. I used to bartend many moons ago. And let me tell you, I most certainly liked it when people who spent money came and sat down in my section. What about all of the other people involved with this $100 meatball, from the guy in the back of the restaurant that has to wash the dishes, to the chef, to the line cook, to the people that actually produce the products that go into this? Are they not a part of the economy as a whole? Does not that purchase of a $100 meatball help them? This is the lunacy that's out there. It really is. People get upset over stuff they don't have or stuff that other people have, and they fail to understand the purchase of those items keeps food or puts food on other people's tables. Again, it was George H.W. Bush. Again, the Bush family, I don't know how they've gotten by so long on being so ignorant with topics. There's George H.W. decides to put a tax. Remember the tax he put on boats? The boat tax? And people stopped buying boats, and then guess what? Oh, the mechanics were not making any money. The boat builders weren't making any money. The people that worked at their places weren't making any money. Dumb. You don't have to buy the $100 meatball if you don't want to. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back. No.
mess without my little China girl. Wake up and
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back. All right, we're going to have a little fun here. I have to mention this because I know of the television show. I've never watched the television. I don't understand it. I don't. And that television show is Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I understand that they are, I guess, famous for being famous. I know a couple of them, though, right, are actual models and go around it and work and stuff. And they, I guess they have a whole series of products that go along with it. But I never knew the awesome power. I mean, you talk about power. Awesome power of the Kardashians. And again, I was confused because I don't know who's who and what's what. So I you know, obviously went into Google and I typed in the name Kylie Jenner. And then up popped all of these faces that are like associated. There's Kendall Jenner and there's Khloe and there's, who's Black China? I don't even, it's all over the place. But anyway, the reason why I had to do this is because Kylie Jenner is a powerful mover and shaker when it comes to the financial markets. Here's a story going way back when to the 1990s. There was a guy that would come on CNBC every day at lunchtime. It was around 12 noon. His name was Dan Dorfman. Dan Dorfman would come on. And Dan Dorfman would talk about, it would always be from one of the trading floors somewhere, and CNBC would cut to him. And Dan Dorfman would talk about some stocks that were in play or that he thought were going to go in play. And sure enough, right after that, those stocks would start moving fast. He actually moved the markets. And the funny thing was, I knew back then, again, this is a long time ago for me, I knew back then that this was a scam. Some of the stocks that he were mentioning were, for lack of a better word, they were almost penny stocks. And he was moving them by going on air. And I said, I bet you that this guy is getting a kickback, or he is buying stock in these things ahead of time. And sure enough, he got found out and Dan Dorfman went away. Well, Kylie Jenner, it was way more powerful than Dan Dorfman. Kylie Jenner crushed Snapchat stock. One tweet. She went out and she tweeted out, S-O-O-O. So, does anyone else not open Snapchat anymore? Or is it just me? ... Ugh, this is so sad. Boom. The stock tanked. The stock was down almost 8%. Put it this into perspective, that it cost the market cap $1.4 billion with a tweet from Kylie Jenner. I guess somebody must have gotten a hold of her after the fact, because then she tweeted out afterwards, still love you though, Snap, T-H-O, my first love. Somebody got on the phone with her. But you got to think about that for a second. She now knows her awesome power. She could go out. I mean, I'm wondering, is that even considered? It's not even really considered insider trading, is it? Could they say that they're so powerful that they cannot trade on the statements that they make because they can actually move markets or move certain companies, especially dumb ones like Snap? Anyway, while we're on the topic of dumb companies, Rovio. Rovio Entertainment, another one we told you right here on the program to run. Run away as fast as you can. Rovio Entertainment, the maker of Angry Birds. Were you one of those people who were into Angry Birds? I had to see what it was, and I was like, okay. Wow. It's just like 1980s type graphics, shooting birds to knock things down. Oh, oof, wow. Genius, huh? Anyway, their stock down over 40%. They blamed increased marketing costs and other investments for the gloomier outlook. Again, why? Didn't they make a movie about the Angry Birds too, I think, as well? Did you take a look at that company at all and its prospects? I mean, what do you think happened when that company went public, just out of curiosity? The people who came up with Angry Birds, which is like, you know, again, hello, I'm a blind squirrel and I found a nut. So they came up with this idea that all of a sudden became hot, for whatever reason it may be. When they went public, what did they do? They cashed out. They cashed out. They said, man, we're out. That's all. They really looking to expand their business. I mean, how much money did they need to expand, for crying out loud? They were already well known because of Angry Birds. And we all know they didn't spend a lot of money on the graphics on these things. What do they need the money for? It's a sellout. And that's what you're going to continue to see happening out of Silicon Valley. Speaking of which, our old friend Uber. Yep, SoftBank, who just took a stake in Uber, backs Uber's pledge to go public in 2019. I'll remind everybody that Uber's loss jumped 61% to $4.5 billion in 2017. Again, I still find it to this day. You lose $4.5 billion moving people from point A to point B, a concept, a business that's been around, well, almost as old as the world's oldest profession, and we all know what that is. And you haven't figured it out yet. Okay. Go public. Go public. Good luck with that. Anyway, Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Again, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Earlier today, President Donald Trump had a cabinet meeting where he once again talked about the tax cuts and how people are seeing more money in their paychecks. The president also talked about and praised Governor Rick Scott in Florida for signing a bill and passing some measures to help reduce school violence, hopefully. President Trump also addressed International Women's Day.
We also recognize that today is International Women's Day, and we're proud all of the measures we've taken economically to empower women, especially in the workplace. You see what's happened. And I'm very pleased to announce that the unemployment rate for women in our workforce is at an 18-year low, lowest it's been in 18 years, and we're very close to the all-time record, so we hope to be able to hit that.
We are also hearing today that President Trump will sign the steel and aluminum tariffs later this afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard me talking about MediShare, but now I give you my friend Sherry.
Yes, I have loved MediShare. Loved it.
Is that all you have to say? Because this will be really short.
No, I really do love it. I've saved hundreds a month. And overall, I just think it's a better choice of a healthcare program for me. I'm really happy with it. And honestly, normally, I don't even like talking about this stuff.
Nobody does.
But MediShare is different. MediShare members share each other's healthcare bills. We pray for each other. It's a not-for-profit, so we all save money.
True. Tell them about the thing.
What thing?
The online thing.
Oh, yeah. I used that the other night. MediShare members can now access a doctor online 24/7. You can get a prescription for the flu or something just that fast.
So MediShare can save you hundreds a month. You get to be part of the community. You get a huge network of doctors and providers to choose from.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
The final verdict from Jerry. So call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Today is International Women's Day, and calls for Tamika Mallory, the Women's March president, to resign have erupted after it was found out that she attended a February 25th speech where Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan made anti-Semitic statements and even gave Mallory a shout-out during the speech. First-time jobless claims took a turn last week. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
While there were a bit more filings for first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, analysts say the trend continues to clearly point to a strong labor market. The Labor Department announcing on Thursday morning initial claims for benefits were up by 21,000 to a seasonally adjusted 231,000 for the week that ended March 3rd. Claims dropped to 210,000 the prior week, and that was the lowest level since December of 1969. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
You know, when the Israelites got to the desert, they were given manna from heaven. Well, we may not have manna, but we do have Numana. In these uncertain times, become food independent with Numana's long-term storable food. Healthy, nutritious, dense meals, organic, non-GMO, taste great, and last for over 25 years. Oh, and gluten-free is available. Order now and get 20% off, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just use promo code WAR. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775, or go to numana.com.
The White House is moving full speed ahead on their plans to announce new tariffs on steel and aluminum. Now, they are planning on offering a temporary exemption to Canada and Mexico. Now, that shift could soften the blow amid threats of a retaliation by our trading partners. Laura Trump is the senior advisor for Trump 2020. She said something needs to be done.
Listen, we have a $500 billion trade deficit in this country. It's insane. And what Donald Trump has said since the campaign trail, and well before he even thought about running for president, is it should be fair and reciprocal. And that's what he wants to see happen in this country. And listen, I know he's getting a lot of pushback on this, but it sounds a lot to me like what he heard whenever he proposed the tax cuts. There was a lot of negative attention given, a lot of sound bites from the Democrats. And now we see it's really been beneficial to the American people, and I think we'll see the same thing here.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. A Milwaukee, Wisconsin high school teacher turned in her